That's all I got, yeah.
So welcome.
Short and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We got a nice little intro there of John screaming.
I can hear myself now, so it's... I can feel y'all's pain now.
That's funny. Did you, like, want to stop because you could hear yourself?
Almost. I was like, oh, God, that hurt my ear, but I'm going to keep on doing it.
It's always a work in progress.
Oh, yeah.
So we're on episode 24. 24.
That's actually my age.
That's a long time. It's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's anybody out there that's listened to every single one of them.
I don't know.
Give us a comment if you have.
Yeah, let us know if you have listened to every single one of them.
How hardcore a fan are you?
That would be a very hardcore fan.
Very, very hardcore.
The hardest of all.
So we're sitting a little closer to tonight together. I know people can't really see, but...
It's a very little intimate...
It's very... John's like right, like...
I'm sitting on
our knees are almost touching.
Falcon's lap right now.
Our knees are almost touching. It's very...
We're bonding, guys.
It's very, very...
My knees distracting. Is that like a hint for
No. You gotta stay close. not that close.
Okay.
Okay, right there. Yeah, no, you're fine right there.
Scoot back a little. Okay, bring it back. As always, bring it in like a little inch.
One of these days, we're gonna get a video feed going, and then y'all are gonna see why we laugh so much about this stuff.
Yeah. One day.
So, episode 24, Men of the Cave. I got Gil.
What's up, guys? What's up?
I got Johnny Danger.
Caught me mid-sip, but what's up, guys?
And I got myself. I used the coaster, bro.
Oh, shit.
There it is, yeah.
Fuck with the best, man.
There we go.
And I got myself. Steven's out of town.
Out of town.
So hopefully next week we'll get him.
Hopefully.
And Hot Sauce was cleaning his chones.
Scrubbing him hard.
For people that don't know Spanish, it's his underwear. Yeah, get rid of those chocolate Hershey stains. So we got some really good... There's been some very interesting stuff that's come out just in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
The Teen Titans is going to have a TV show.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Was it live action, right?
Yeah, it's going to be live action.
It's going to be very interesting. We got the Kingsman 2 trailer. Is it called the Inner Circle or something?
Like Golden Circle?
Golden Circle.
I think it's Golden Circle.
Golden Circle, yeah.
The Golden Shower Circle?
You don't want to be a part of that.
You do not want to, yeah.
Unless you're into that, and I'm not judging you, but yeah.
No, there's anything wrong with it.
But we got some...
That's something I'm not into.
Not me either.
Talk some Avengers, some Guardians. Talk some of that stuff.
Stuff?
Guardians is coming out.
Some shenanigans.
Next week.
Next.
Cinco de Mayo.
Next
week. And then...
Next.
They've officially announced that the next X-Men movie is going to be called
The Dark Phoenix.
Cool.
The Dark Phoenix.
So let's kick off with that. Because I personally don't feel
that
we should go straight into The Dark Phoenix without like seeing the team. We have yet to see a movie with the team actually together fighting.
True.
Together.
True.
They're actually fighting against each other now.
Because First Class was First Class.
Yeah.
Right? And then... Days of Future Past, since they were kind of going back and forth, you really didn't see...
You didn't see them all in action.
Yeah, the ones you saw in the future were like the older ones. I mean, it was cool, but when do we see this iteration of this group?
Who is going to be Wolverine, is my question.
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Well,
he's part of the Dark Phoenix.
He is.
Right?
He is, but like he's not going to... Well, Hugh Jackman is not going to be in the movie.
So then who's going to be his replacement?
Maybe they're just not going to have one for a while.
Hey, bub. That's what you're going to get.
So, we didn't see Cyclops in First Class. We didn't see Cyclops in Days of Future Past in action. We just saw him at the very end, just real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We didn't see him in... We finally saw him in Age of Apocalypse, and he's young. And that... In Age of Apocalypse, you get the team. That should be the team, which is Beast... Jean Grey, Cyclops,
Nightcrawler,
mm-hmm. and Storm,
yep.
and Quicksilver, and what's her name again? Mystique,
and then
which is odd because she's always a bad guy. But I guess I get it for the story purposes. They're using that, but so now we're not going to see them have one movie of them just fighting a bad guy. Why can't they just fight Mr. Sinister or something?
That would've been a good one.
Which is what I thought was going to happen. And then it goes right into the... Now it's just Dark Phoenix. So now how am I supposed to even care that she's, like, turning bad?
True.
I'm not gonna have any feelings for this character.
Negative.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, they didn't build up the team.
Even like Cyclops
team
work, and yeah. her, you know, hooking up, or Wolverine and her hooking up. And,
I mean, the X-Men is all about the team.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Right? I mean, yeah. It's the X-Men. It's not
and then,
just like
yeah, you just all of a sudden see them go to, like, fight internal conflict, like, right off the bat.
And this is taking place in the 90s. So, are they going to try to recoup Gambit also in this one?
I don't know. See, that's the song that should have been done.
Damn.
I think we've already done that, though.
Yeah, we have.
I think we did do it.
So we had to sneak that in. Though.
Okay, so...
too,
yeah.
So they're going to make it. We already know. We're not I'm not happy with it.
Yeah.
Are you happy with it, John? Are you okay with it?
You know what? It doesn't really bother me, you know.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Nah. If I don't know. I was gonna go with something, but then another way. But yeah. I mean, it doesn't really bother me, nonetheless. It's just I don't know how to explain it. It's just
I'm happy there's gonna be another X-Men.
Yeah, exactly. I'm happy that there's gonna be another X-Men. It just sucks that it's like all of a sudden so quick, you know, to another a different big pivotal story arc, you know.
Because it is. I mean. That is a big pivotal story. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is a big story arc. People weren't really happy with Age of Apocalypse. I thought it was okay. I was really happy with the ending. I got to see a little bit of their powers being used. You get to see Archangel, Psylocke, and stuff like that. But it could have been better. But it wasn't bad.
I like the Quicksilver scene. That's actually been a sick scene.
They're really turning Quicksilver into
cool.
into a big big character.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Gil?
Then, well, they're jumping to a big plot point right away. Like, there's not gonna be no build up to it, and you're not gonna feel for the character. And then also, like before the Dark Phoenix saga, did they do the Sentinel thing before that? Was the Sentinel story kind of a big thing before that one?
They haven't really done the Sentinel story.
Wasn't that like not Days of Future? Yeah, Days of Future Past. Yeah, Sentinels were in it.
Sort of. I think they're also gonna have the Sentinels taking. Or the Sentinel story also taking place in the TV show that's coming out.
Really?
That's not mistaken.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, different. The Sentinels are everywhere, so it makes sense.
But yeah, you're going straight into that, like Dark Phoenix. And you're not gonna feel for her. I mean, it's like where you're not.
Yeah, true. I think they should have had something in between. You know, they should
have. Like regular Jean Grey first. Come on, guys.
Yeah, true. You gotta show the teamwork before you show the team getting split up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's good. It would hurt more.
I think they should have done a cool story. Cool in between would have been like X-Men versus Avengers. That would have been a sick story.
That would be.
I think it's happened before. It would be awesome.
I have the very first couple of comics. I just never got to finish the series.
And Wolverine versus the Hulk.
Yeah.
So they should have done what story arc do you think? I think they teased the Mr. Sinister at the end of Apocalypse. I mean, at the end of end of Apocalypse.
Oh yeah.
So why I don't understand why they it seemed like I think Mr. Sinister would be.
I think
a good
that
bad
was supposed
to
take the that that's who he was supposed to fight in Logan, but they said Mr. Sinister just looked too much of a cartoon character to like translate. So they picked that other dude.
Well, I'm hoping. What if they do this? What if Jean Grey's Phoenix? Because she was Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then she became Dark Phoenix, and then she was Jean Grey when she...
Maybe it's the build-up.
The build-up.
To the Dark Phoenix.
But why would you call it the Dark Phoenix if it's just the build-up?
Maybe it's just her starting to turn into the Phoenix. That'd be for Dark
Phoenix. That would be cool, yeah. I'd be happy with that.
I could see something like
Didn't
that.
Didn't we talk about it a while back that it was supposed to be split up into two movies?
I could see that.
Yeah.
That story, the whole storyline for that. So maybe that'd be like at the end of this movie, she'll be Dark Phoenix, so it could be a build up to that.
Was that part of the Hellfire's Club? Or no?
No, I don't think so.
You know what I'm talking about?
The Hellfire's Club, was that like Gideon? No, that's just the Internals.
It's like the Illuminati people. I forgot. Like Emma Frost?
Emma Frost.
She's part of it.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Well, they kind of did her in First Class.
Did they?
And then I think did she die at the end of First Class? And they just kind of took her away.
No,
they killed Kevin Bacon in First Class. They sliced his bacon with a quarter.
There you go.
That would have been funny. It was the 10 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
There you go.
but the separated version with a quarter. Oh my God, I kill myself. Okay, so you know, we'll have to see. It's still a ways off. We had some other big news. We're gonna let John lead this one. That Teen Titans TV show. Teen
Titans. I saw the original Teen Titans, which was pretty dope. They followed.
Who are the original Teen Titans?
Or not? It's Robin, Beast Boy, Starfire, and Raven, and Cyborg. There you go. Those five guys.
And who's the leader?
Robin.
Is it Robin or is it Nightwing?
It's Robin at the time because they're the young version of pretty much the Justice League. So it's all the sidekicks, you know. Kid Flash makes an appearance. Speedy makes appearances here and there.
Those Teen Titans like an alternate universe or like?
No, it's like they handle the minor stuff that like Justice League's too big for and like.
Oh, they're like the B team.
Yeah, pretty much. They handle the stuff that's below the Justice League, but too much for the regular cops to handle. Okay. So then they have their like type of arch. Yeah, they're like the enemies that they have there. Are like sometimes bad guys in major story arcs, like Wade Wilson's probably like one of the biggest problems mm-hmm. or biggest things that they've come across.
Not Wade Wilson.
Yeah, Wade Wilson. Yeah, Wade Wilson. Wade Wilson's Deadpool, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, not Wade Wilson. Slate Wilson, sorry.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah, they did that on purpose to...
Slade Wilson?
Yeah, it's Deadshot.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
No.
No,
Deadeye? No. What is it?
He's,
Deathstroke. There you go.
Okay.
Dude, come on, man.
Striking out.
Some of that missy guy.
Swung kid. There you go.
And then? And then what happens?
Well, there's a bunch of different story arcs that they have. The one that was pretty cool is that, like, Raven's part, like, demon entity. So, like, her dad's, like, this demon king and, like, fucks up people pretty good. And so he decides, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and take over the Earth, right? And that's what Raven was there for, is to, like, pretty much be that doorway for him to like get in. And so the whole story arc's like Raven, like she's starting to get developed, and then like all of a sudden boom, like shit starts to drop, and then the dad steps in, you know, and the only person who can stop it really is Raven.
Raven,
that's
who's
so Raven.
That's so Raven. It's the future I can see.
Okay, so this is going to be live action, right?
Yes.
So...
Can I see it happen? Comic books are a better transition to anime. Or, they transition better than anime would, because there's not, like... I don't know how to explain it. There's, like, a realism to it, you know? There's some stuff that can happen, like... The way the Flying Graysons are, or, like, how... Dick Grayson is, you know, he's just like, he does his backflips, he's able to do his like maneuverability around stuff like that, so I could see it.
So they can't have Cyborg in the Teen Titans TV show because he's already in the Justice League.
So then who do you think's gonna fill their spot?
I mean, it'll probably be
Kid Flash.
Yeah.
Or Speedy.
Yeah. Robin. Well, if there's no Robin, then probably Nightwing.
That's going to be kind of weird seeing it as Nightwing, though, because like, Nightwing's already like a full-fledged superhero, you know, he's doing his own thing.
But I thought Nightwing is Dick Grayson.
Yeah, it is, but I'm saying instead of it being like the young Dick Grayson who was Robin, you know, it's Nightwing.
Did Batman ever make any cameos in the cartoon?
No.
No,
believe it or not.
Because I thought I had saw on the Teen Titans, on a Teen Titans cartoon... Where Nightwing came out.
It was when they go in the future. Yeah, I think it was like Beast Boy. I forgot who ends up going to the future, and then Nightwing comes out, definitely. But that's a later... That's not really... That doesn't correspond to the whole show, you know?
So what are you hoping to see in that, Teen Titans?
That's a good question. I'm hoping to see a bunch of ass-kicking, actually. Some, like, arch-villain getting beat up, them solving some crimes, and, you know.
Okay, so apparently this is saying that it's going to have Dick Grayson, who's going to emerge from the shadows to become the leader of a fearless band of new heroes, including Starfire, Raven, and many others.
Many others. So it doesn't seem like they have, like, the full, like, roster of superheroes just yet.
It's gonna be written by the.
Did they say it's gonna? Is it gonna be Nightwing or is it gonna be Robin?
It just said Dick Grayson.
So it's probably the, like, that's what the Teen Titans are, though. It's like in their, like, teen years, and who, when did Robin be, or when did Dick Grayson become Nightwing later on in his years? You know.
They have a lot of writers. A lot of the writers on this series, yeah, are actually gonna be the are the writers that are. For DC's Legends of Tomorrow, The Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow.
Nice.
Is this going to be on, like, TV, or is it going to be on Netflix?
I believe it's going to be on TV. Not on Netflix.
Nice.
And it's supposed to come next year.
Next year, okay.
Okay.
So they're still writing it out, and then they'll start filming soon, then.
They're going to be fighting against metahumans, and... Mm-hmm. Supposed to be really good.
Dope. It's starting to see Flash.
Are they going to make it really kiddie? Or are they going to be, like, more...
I think they should do it, like, more surreal. So if it's going to... If it's going to... If anything's going to go down, they need to make it like that, you know? So, I mean, PG... They don't want to shoot for, like, that PG-13, you know? Mm-hmm. Shoot for that range. Not too kiddie, not too, like... It's playful, but yet serious at the same time. That's what they need to learn how to do. Mm-hmm.
So are you excited for it, Gil?
Never seen the cartoon, but I'd be down to watch it.
It's a legit cartoon. Y'all guys should go check it out.
I think I've seen it. What do they show it on?
Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, like, the newer one, that's Teen Titans Go, and that's a whole different... So they got Teen Titans, right? And they said, hey, this did really well. Back in, like, early 2000s, let's go ahead and show it for a new generation, but make it real childish and goofy and, like, not take this thing seriously and put it for the younger generation. That happened and turned to shit. I know which one you're talking about, but no, yeah.
That's not cool. It's kind of like Star Wars Rebels, but, like, the opposite.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So you want it to be, like, the first one?
Yeah, definitely. Because that one was more... It's cool because, like, it was real, like, dark for it being on Cartoon Network, and I thought that was super cool. Like, I don't know. It was just pretty dope. What do you think? What do you want to see, Falcon?
I'd like to see them, hopefully if it's written by the same ones that do the CW shows, the DC shows, that they can incorporate those characters and stuff into the TV show.
So do you think they should incorporate, like, Firestorm, like,
yeah, I mean, Firestorm... Well, if they're not going to be on the show... Well, they have a Kid Flash in the Flash already, and Speedy's in there, too.
See?
So they could have them if they use the same actors. I really would like to see them...
Do you want to see them use the same characters as they do in the... It's the CW series, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to... If there was characters in Teen Titans that are on those series, I'd like to see them come out in them. So if Kid Flash is one of them...
Yeah.
Then he could kind of be in that show, use the same actor... use Speedy, use, any of the other ones that are on there, and then they could have cross shows where they
That'd
have, like,
cool, yeah.
team-up episodes and stuff like that would be pretty sweet.
I could see that.
I think it'd be good to see. I think it'd be good for DC to fill in some of those.
So, like, timeline-wise, would this be before Justice League or after?
This is, like, during. Okay. Interim. Cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So it's going to fit in... Probably right where Justice League's in, right after Justice League comes out in the theaters, which is this year.
Now, I don't think there's no correlation between the movies and the actual shows, right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah, separate universes, I think.
Yeah, because they're using a different Flash and
different Earths, Brawn.
It could be that it's going to be different Earths. They could always say that.
That would make more sense to do with something like that.
The easy way to cop out, I guess.
Yeah.
So we're going to shift from DC to Marvel.
Okay.
And had some Avengers news come out. So, the Avengers news that came out was Zoe Saldana, who plays Gamora on Guardians of the Galaxy, yes, they think she may have let it accidentally slip that the Avengers 4 movie is going to be called
just Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
So if this one's Infinity War, then I guess he doesn't have all the gems until maybe the end of the movie. That would be crazy to end the movie like that, where he gets the
gets all the gauntlet.
And
that'd
they
be showed
dope. It at the end of the Thor movie. He was getting the gauntlet.
No, maybe. No, because you're still missing Vision's. What is it?
No, but he was putting on the gauntlet, literally.
Yeah, but he has the gauntlet, but he doesn't have the gauntlet completed with the gems. So all he needs really is just Vision, right? Vision's gem.
He hasn't collected any of them yet.
He hasn't, right?
He doesn't have any of them yet.
He doesn't have any of them.
But so they haven't. They just haven't shown one of the gems, which is, well, we should see
the last gem is the
Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, the what's the name of the gem?
We've been through this.
Yeah.
Is it the power gem?
No, it's not the. Is it the soul gem?
It's the soul gem.
Soul gem.
Yeah. Apparently, Heidel from Thor might have it. Is the rumor.
And that's why. That's why he can see or something like that.
Yeah. Hello, Facebook people.
I could get that, but then where would it be, though? Because it's somewhere visible, you know?
It's on it's somewhere on him or in him, one or the other.
Hmm.
Hence, his eyes are a certain color. It's the same color as the gem.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the theory is right now.
It's his eyes.
You're going to pluck out his eyes?
These eyes.
That'd be hella gruesome.
Are crying. Where's Steven at?
Steve-o.
These eyes have cried a lot for you, but they're never going to cry again. I don't think that's the way it goes. Steven knows it, though. He says it really fast.
Dirties.
So, are we happy that there's going to be two Infinity movies? If it's true. Because now they're trying to come out and say that it's not true.
Yeah,
and
the director, James Gunn's like, no, it's not true. It didn't happen. It's not cool, guys. No, you know. Because they didn't want to release the name of the second movie because it would be sort of like a semi-spoiler. So, true. They already planned that it was going to be two movies, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they tried to trick everybody by like, it's just one movie.
Is this the cat got out of the bag a little too soon, possibly?
Why would you drop something like that, though? Like, if you know, like... I don't know. If you know that that's going to be pivotal, you know?
It's probably now that she let it slip, they'll probably have to change the name up just to, save face.
I think she said the reason why it slipped out was... She was saying that they've already filmed all of their stuff.
Yeah.
All the Guardians had already filmed all of their parts for
Infinity War.
And they just needed to go back and do
their
shooting for Gauntlet.
Damn, that's still like... She could have said, hey, damn, they probably suckered her up. But like, she should have said, yeah, then movie after we're going to be shooting our parts, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that instead of saying Infinity Wars. But I mean, I can see where it slips.
It was like in casual conversation. She just let it accidentally slip.
I wonder if she's like, ooh.
I know, we gotta look that up. Man, John's really close.
Like super close.
He's like really close to me. I have to hold it up here because before I had it like down here, but yeah.
It's in my goods.
Yeah, exactly. It was weird.
Zoomed in on it.
Yeah, accidentally.
You don't have to zoom in too far.
So, all right. So back to the Infinity Gauntlet.
What gauntlet?
Not John's gauntlet.
Yeah.
Okay. So
grab the pillow now.
John's covering up.
Have to spread the goods, but you know, shield the goods.
So yeah, I'll take these.
Don't mind that.
We were messing around with headphones earlier. Okay. All right. So. Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out.
Yes.
May the 5th.
It's supposed to have how many post-credit scenes?
Apparently it's going to be 5.
That's a lot of post-credit scenes.
4 during the credits. 4 during the credits, and then the 5th one will be at the...
At the end.
And they already kind of semi-spoiled what the last one might be.
What?
Is it that Adam Warlock? Okay, yeah, so yeah. They've... Okay. We posted this on the Men of the Cave Facebook page, because I thought it'd be a cool topic... Adam Warlock is going to come out eventually. He is really liked by James Gunn.
Yeah.
And so...
And they're doing a Guardians 3, by the way.
Apparently, he was supposed to be in this one, but they thought they had too many characters.
Yeah, he was written into it, but then it would have cut into, like, Mantis' character, I think, some other stuff, so he decided...
They wanted Mantis. They needed Mantis more than him, because she flowed a lot there. Mm-hmm. Her part was really big, and they couldn't afford to take her out.
Not have
it.
So, people have already seen it as far as the media, and the report is that it's not as good as the first one, but it's still good. Which I think is good, because, I mean, the first Guardians is...
I love
it. Kind of, yeah. First, I mean, it set its own.
What I liked about the first Guardians, though, is like it got me into like the music of that era, like that mixtape.
Yeah.
Like the, I was just like, damn, okay, just jamming along.
The soundtrack. Just
the soundtrack is magical. I thought that was cool. Like it did what a comic movie was supposed to do, make you visit something, you know.
And it had its own. It had its own feel too, and it kind of set its own. It set its own tone.
For sure.
And I think the bar is set. Really, really high.
It was like great writing, great music, great acting. It was just came all together beautifully.
Yeah, what's up, Hiram?
Hiram
said, what's up?
What's up?
It's been a while. It's been a while, Hiram. I ain't seen you on here. We thought you were cheating on us with other podcasts.
You'll be cheating on us.
So, I think it's going to be really hard. I think them saying it that it's not as good as the first one isn't a bad thing.
We're trying to top yourself.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's hard to top the first Guardians.
Yeah. You already set that bar really, really freaking high.
Oh, yeah.
So, I am very happy that Adam Warlock's going to come out. Now, are they going to use him...
Correctly. Or utilize him to his max potential?
They're
going to
go off on a tangent compared to the comic book. So,
because I'm not
going to be in Infinity War, or any of that. He's not going to be the main guy that's saving everybody, so...
Maybe
they're
changing
him up already.
Have they said that? They said he was
not going to be in Infinity War at all. They said he's not going to be until after all that's done. That's confirmed.
That's stupid.
So it's going to be a different savior instead of Adam Warlock.
I believe in the comic book he didn't come back until he came in at the very last act. So if it is true that Infinity Gauntlet is the second movie, he may show up at the end just to save everybody and then start it over.
He's going to be in Guardians 3, actually, though.
What I saw is that he fused inside, I think, the Soul Gem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hid there until Thanos had the gauntlet completed. Then he popped himself out, snatched the gauntlet, and then that was it. Then they started fighting. That was boom. Yeah, he tactically him implanted himself in the gauntlet.
Gotcha.
Psych.
That would be interesting. That would be interesting.
Like,
but
everybody's supposed to be . Well, wasn't it in the comic books, everybody, Thanos basically kills everybody, and there's, only a couple people left, and then Adam Warlock just pops up?
In the comic book, Thanos kills half of the heroes or the population to make Lady Death happy, and then the other half fight him. So from what I understand, the first half that gets killed are kind of I don't want to say the scrub characters, but they're the scrub characters.
So then, for this movie, they haven't showed any of, Thanos's, what his intentions are, you know?
Yeah, they haven't really said why he wants the gauntlet.
Why he does the things he does. I think they. I don't know what movie they should do that in, but they should start showing.
They're gonna be doing Infinity War. Maybe they'll go into his backstory. I'm assuming by that movie.
Yeah,
so I hope so.
I would hope so, because I mean, for people who don't read comic books, I mean, that's what you would want to see. Okay, cool. This dude's purple. Who's this guy supposed to be? The people who read comics or anything.
Cable, by the way, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Nobody understands that. They keep on seeing him. Okay, he's a bad guy. We get it. Okay, he's going to be a really bad guy. We get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, where do you see his motives and his, where do you see that is what I'm trying to get at, you know?
Just some bad guys in the chair right now.
Yeah. Exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Thanos is...
And you kind of get that hint in the first Guardians,
Cable,
too.
Cable is Thanos. Yes, you do get that in the...
Yeah, you get bits and pieces. You know how much of a badass he is in Guardians.
Well, even without the gauntlet, he's...
Yeah,
he's still
a celestial being.
Yeah.
He's already powerful.
He's a mad titan.
A mad titan?
The mad titan.
That sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
The mad titan. Well, plus he's the Gamora and what was the other character?
Nebula.
They're like the daughters of Thanos. Then they're going to be Guardians too. So I'm assuming Thanos will probably come out in this movie, even just
a quick
bit.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we were wrong. The Teen Titans show is going to be about Thanos growing up as a teen.
There you go.
His teen years, his formative years.
Yeah.
Guys.
He would wear.
No, Mom!
He would wear gloves.
I don't need to wear deodorant! You're embarrassing me!
Do this every time!
Do you think he used Right Guard, or you think he used,
Wait, that should turn
he
back.
Used Power Stick?
He used Old Spice?
Yeah, there you go.
He's an Old Spice guy.
So, I think that if they don't use that... Okay, now, before we had kind of just accepted the fact, like, they're not going to bring Adam Warlock in, Captain Marvel's... They're going to push Captain Marvel up, she's going to save everybody, blah, 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 blah. I guess I was like, alright, I had to resign to the fact that that was going to happen.
Yeah.
But if they're going to show... If Adam Warlock's going to come out, and he's not going to be the one who saves everybody like he's supposed to, I think that's a problem.
Yeah, I think so. That does. They're that's actually really
a completely different tangent. Yeah.
Maybe it's going to be the way that like the comic books had it. Like he's in the Soul Gem, and then
so.
Because if they're going to split up the gems like they did on Infinity, like on the comic book where they have Infinity Watch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they decide to do, then you need Adam Warlock.
Yeah, true.
Because how are you going to have an Infinity Watch without Adam Warlock?
True.
Mm. That's like having the Justice League without Superman. Hmm. Which we are about to see.
Yeah. I think. That was, it's like having the Justice League without Batman. Where is she? Hey, bub.
Where am I? I'm not there. I'm not in space. What is the name of the Justice League's little base in the space?
Base in space.
The space base.
Is that what it's called? The space base.
No, I don't
know. That would be kind of funny. It was called the space base.
The space base.
It's like a van. We're in school. We're in the space.
So base. Who do you think they could get? Who do you see being Adam Warlock? Who can they get to play him?
The Rock.
No.
No.
I think you have to have like somebody He's well.
Come on.
Like,
well endowed, is that what you were going to say?
No, hell no. Let me see.
Let me see some pictures of him. I can get an idea.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. You need to have him what?
He's blonde.
Yeah, I'm going to say he has to be blonde.
Well, they can always dye somebody's hair blonde, so that's not whatever.
True.
But who would look good as a blonde?
You can get Legolas.
There you go. Orlando Bloom.
I can see that. If we're going to resign ourselves to...
He's not all buff, though.
If we're going to just accept the fact that he's not yoked up...
Yeah, no. No,
nobody's really yoked up. Except for Captain America.
If up, then he would be a good one, actually. Just looking at one of these comic book pictures.
What about Johnny Depp?
Nah.
He's too old already. Even though he can, like, play anything.
I would say... Daniel Craig? Daniel Craig, I could see. He has a body shape for it.
What about the guy from Kingsman?
No, he's too young.
The young guy.
No, he's too young.
No, he needs to be a man?
Yeah, he needs to be old enough to, like...
A man, baby.
He needs to be old enough to go into a bar and legally buy a drink and then not, like, require ID, picture ID, if that makes sense. He needs to look his age.
Like, well, John Cena! What,
what about, what about that Timothy Oliphant guy that played Gambit?
Mon ami. Mm.
Is that a no or a maybe?
Mm.
Why don't we get Liam Hemsworth? Since already Chris Hemsworth is already in it.
That'd be good. I could see that.
The bros.
Bros and hoes.
That'd be a funny joke, like in
this
the movies.
This guy came up.
Yeah. If he's anything like his brother, then yeah, he could fit the part.
Yeah, I mean, just little steroids, you know, a few months in the gym, and you're good to go.
Well, I mean, maybe because I heard Miley Cyrus is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
There you go.
You didn't hear about that, Gil?
No. I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Would you be mad if Miley Cyrus was in Guardians of the Galaxy?
Only if she was getting blown up.
I think she is a... voice, maybe.
Maybe she... I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. So, I mean, that'd be pretty cool to see Liam be Adam Warlock.
How about Owen Wilson? He's a blonde.
Yeah.
With the crooked nose
out. Hey, guys.
I think his nose is too big.
Owen, you know.
Who else could possibly... If Dolph Lundgren was younger, I would say him.
Oh, dude, he would have been a sick Adam Warlock. That's a good one.
He's doing awesome.
If he dies, he dies.
What else? That's nobody else?
Nah, man, I got nothing. Who do you think?
What about Clint Eastwood's son?
I think... I don't know.
Never seen him.
Yeah.
What about Clint Eastwood?
No, now we're just naming people.
What about a blonde Kylo Ren?
Is he blonde?
Kylo Ren's a little bitch.
Kylo Ren is not a bitch.
He's pretty much a bitch.
He's just misunderstood, okay?
What if we get Hayden Christensen?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. He's too short.
Too short for that role, but okay.
Alright, so we can't figure out who would...
Probably gonna get somebody that's gonna dye his hair,
Or would you want it to be unknown?
I wouldn't mind it, honestly.
Like, have a nobody just be him?
Some random...
How many... Other than, like, the people who actually read comic books, like, how many people are gonna be like, Adam Warlock? And that people are gonna know, oh, it's that guy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Adam Warlock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can tell, because that's what he looks like.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. But, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, that's pretty sick looking. It's got a picture of Vader Ray Bill with Adam Warlock.
Oh, dude. They need a... I'm telling you, Thor Ragnarok needs to have Beta Ray Bill.
Hell yeah.
Beta Ray Schmeel.
Beta Schmeel.
Beta Ray Schmeel.
I feel like he needs to talk like... I remember the guy's name, Shikatamush, in Samurai Jack. Check him out.
Who could play Beta Ray Bill?
Well, that's going to be a CG character.
It's just going to be voice, really.
Yeah, that's just going to be voice.
Just the voice. How would his voice sound?
Kind of like Sammy Davis a little. I would love to see that. You know what I'm saying? That'd be kind of funny.
that would be very fucking funny.
So, I know we mentioned the guy from Kingsman earlier. Did anybody see that Kingsman trailer?
Just saw it like 10 minutes ago.
I know I wasn't talking to John because I knew I was going to get a no already about it. Yeah. But I'm the only one who saw the first Kingsman.
Apparently so, yeah.
I saw bits and pieces. It was alright, I guess.
It's actually a pretty good movie. John's the anti-everything, I've noticed that.
Like, I mean, it's whatever, but I mean, like...
From watching it...
I like the theory behind it, like, Samuel L. Jackson takes over people with, SIM cards? He gives people free phones, pretty much, and then, like...
And it emits a signal that makes them ultra-aggressive.
Like, through the phone, which is very cool.
And what he's trying to do is depopulate the Earth because humans are killing the Earth. Which is crazy because it's not like he's a bad, bad guy. He's just like, these people, they don't deserve the Earth.
Yeah.
But I liked it because I think it was really a really good spy movie. I think it's what...
It had that James Bond vibe but with a team of people.
Who was the James Bond... What was the James Bond kind of funny one? Like, there was a funny kind of James Bond guy.
There's a couple.
But there was one
Sean
that's
Connery.
Not the Archer. Not the Archer show. I guess it, right? Isn't the Archer show like he's kind of like a...
He's a spy. Yeah, yeah, Archer's funny.
Archer's funny.
Hilarious.
I mean, there's also the Naked Gun ones, but those are more
fun. No. That's more out of hand funny. But
yeah, those are funny.
There was a spy one. And he's got a bunch of movies. Around the same time they were making the James Bond movie. Yeah. It's old school.
It was a version of a James Bond. Damn. I know what you're talking about. Look in the 90s. Or like late 80s, 90s, the whole time.
No, actually, it's more like the 70s.
70s?
Yeah. What was the name of that? Anyways.
Dragnet, the TV show.
No, it was not Dragnet.
Columbo?
MacGyver?
There you go.
No, MacGruber.
MacGruber, that's funny.
Let's see. So what did you think about the trailer, Gil?
Well, from like what I saw, like it had that James Bond vibe, but with a team of people. So it looked pretty cool, like to watch. Like, I'm not like super excited by it. I was like, I'll probably like watch it one time and be like, oh, okay.
I think I'm good. Like, I like
just to watch.
I like James Bond a whole lot better.
I think James Bond, especially the newer James Bond movies, the ones with Daniel Craig, they're like more serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't really see a whole lot of spy movies nowadays like that.
Yeah.
Real realistic.
I really love the Daniel Craig versions of James Bond, you know. He did a very well job, you know what I'm saying? Cool. You feel me?
Thinking of the other one that was kind of like that, but not really. The Mission Impossible movies were pretty good.
Yeah, they were.
They weren't too funny though.
No, it wasn't funny. It was more serious, but like spy.
And I think that's what I liked. That's why I'm like it's whatever with the Kingsman, because that it's already been done. You know, we have James Bond, we have 007, the 007 series.
Yeah, but Kingsman's different. I'm telling you, you got to watch it. You got to pay attention. Because in the Kingsman, they're recruiting people to take over their, like the spies. They get older, they got to take them over. And it was during World War, I think during World War II, a lot of the rich people's kids died in World War II or something. And so they needed someone to put their money somewhere, so they made like that secret spy organization called the Kingsmen. They're all gentlemen, and they're all, you know, their code names are all Knights of the Round Table code names. So like Percival, Sir Lancelot, Arthur, and stuff like that. And they have really cool, like, weapons. They have like that umbrella that's bulletproof, because they wear an umbrella. You know, they walk around with an umbrella. They have an umbrella that's bulletproof. They have, of course, they have the watch that shoots amnesia darts. It shoots like lightning. They got rings. Sounds like
James Bond-esque.
It is.
Real James Bond-esque.
But the fighting in it is like way better than I've ever seen in a James Bond movie.
So hearing this kind of makes me like, I wish they would do another League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I'd rather see that.
Yeah, I think I would much rather see that, honestly. Because, I mean, that hasn't been done.
Yeah.
But see, you're saying it without even watching the movie.
I'll watch it. I'm not gonna be like super excited, but I'll watch it.
You know what, Gil? Yeah. That's your homework, bro. When you go home tonight, you're gonna watch it.
Okay. Is it on Netflix?
I don't know, but you're gonna watch it. I don't know if it's on Netflix,
but you're gonna watch
Let
it.
Let me check the flicks of net.
Check that and see if it's on there. Maybe it's. I can't believe that these guys aren't excited about.
I like James Bond a whole lot better. That's what I got out of it.
Did you say you like James Bond's hole?
A whole lot better.
But we're in the men of the. Oh man, this isn't bad.
We're gonna say
we're in the men of the cave here. We're in the man cave, so. Dang. We're like in James Bond hole. Like this is just bad.
Dang, John, you made me want to change the name of the.
It's gonna be.
You want to be nobody's man's hole.
Yeah.
So if you've seen The Kingsman and you like it, you gotta let us know.
Let us know what's so great about it, because I don't see it.
In other news, they're gonna make a Winnie the Pooh movie.
Nah.
Really? Why?
Ian McGregor is gonna play Christopher Robin in Winnie the Pooh.
Wow.
But Christopher Robin's a little boy.
Are you making that up, or are you being for real right now?
I am being 100% serious.
Wow. I'm not going to say I'm judging, but yeah, I'm judging.
100% serious of Winnie the Pooh movie. So, is that something that we actually want to see?
I could care less.
Yeah.
No?
Well, I want to see Ewan McGregor be freaking...
Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan!
So, there was a new Alien Covenant trailer released, I think, recently, that was showing that it's going to have a prologue that's going to show what happened to...
I saw that prologue.
You did?
Yeah.
What was in it?
It shows... what's her name? Ridley, right? No, not Ridley. What's the female in...
Shaw?
Shaw. There you go. They show her and the robot, right? She's putting together the robot. What's his name?
David.
So, she's putting David... She's connecting David together, right? David's like realizing how nice she is and how not like she's a jerk or anything like that. He's actually liking her. Well, he puts her to sleep, not like like kills her or anything like that, but he puts her in that like hyperchronic sleeping so that she doesn't age, and he's a robot, so while she's asleep, he's learning all the cultural aspects of the engineers, and they're heading to the engineer's planet. Well, the way it ends is that the engineer, or they get to the engineer's planet, and they're about to land, and that's it.
Oh shit! Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
What's interesting about
Is going to be in the movie?
No, it's a prologue video.
Uh-huh.
This is what's interesting. This is the second prologue video that they've released.
Really?
The first one they released shows the crew of the, what's the name of the ship?
Covenant.
Is it called the Covenant?
Of what ship?
Yeah, it is the Covenant ship,
right?
Yeah.
It's showing how the crew it's showing them before they go into cryo.
They're all like joking around
These prologues are not going to be in the movie. They're essentially there to set up the movie.
That's kind of cool. It's different.
That's what they're saying, that they're hitting a new stride for marketing. And it's coming out on May 19th.
Okay.
This movie's actually starting to creep me out. Like, I think it's going to be kind of scary.
I think it's going to be pretty legit, because you saw their, like, the architect's, like, not body armor, but you saw some type of, like, armor in it, and it looked creepy as hell. Like, you could see where the xenomorph kind of, like, resembles that. But I don't know how that, like, comes to fruition with the actual, like, stuff.
We're supposed to find out in this movie how the xenomorphs actually came to be, because they already confirmed that the architects didn't make them. Somebody else or something else did. So we're supposed to find out more in this movie.
But it was like almost like an infection, right? That the xenomorphs kind of happened.
It showed that in Prometheus, but now they're saying that we was assuming that it was the architects that did it, but now they're not supposedly the ones that did it. It's going to be interesting.
I think it's going to be more of a scary
The more
movie.
That stuff's like popping up, the more I'm like, it's making me interested in the actual alien, so I might give it a check out. Check out Prometheus, and then...
Are you going to go see it?
Covenant? I mean, I'll see how Prometheus comes out, but I mean, yeah, it's actually starting to get pique my interest.
You haven't seen Prometheus yet?
No.
You need to watch it before you go watch the Covenant.
Deep Size.
I would say watch original Aliens, too.
Really?
Oh my god, John. Okay.
Or Alien, I should say.
Alien.
Just Alien.
Have you seen regular Alien?
No. Past my eight.
Have you seen Aliens?
No.
Dude.
I saw Aliens versus Predators. Is that a comforting thing? I saw the second one too.
I would say watch Prometheus and watch Alien and Aliens. You know, like just a day that, you know, you're not doing anything, just to get the feel of the world, and you'll dig it. Mm-hmm. Alien 3 is like, not the greatest, but the first two movies, Aliens, you'll like.
Okay.
Alien 3 sucks. Alien is, like, scary.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's a good movie. Sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah, Alien's going to be your horror movie. Aliens is, like...
More action.
It's all action. Yeah, it's all action-oriented. Definitely.
Some horror, but not as much as the first.
I got you.
So, also, we found out that X-Files is coming out with a season 11.
Do 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 do.
Great show.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do. I can't whistle right now.
Yeah, they're coming out with a new sort of a, not technically calling it season, they're calling it something else. It's because it's only going to be 11 episodes.
What?
It said X-Files season 11 is officially happening.
Yeah, it's
going to
be 10 episodes.
But are you excited?
Not a full season. Hell yeah. The last season was awesome.
Really?
If you haven't seen the new season or the last past season, watch it. If you're an X-Files fans in any way, shape, or form, watch it, please.
So what is your favorite X-Files episode?
Oh, shit.
Have you seen all of them?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
You've seen all of them?
Even when after Mulder left, and like, it was like kind of lame for a while. But
I think I've seen most of them.
So, like, I get the premise, but what happened to Mulder?
From the original series, he just disappeared completely off the face of the earth and got abducted.
That's pretty much when it ends up happening?
Supposedly, like he just vanished for out of thin air.
So then what is the X-Files? Walk me through it, because I haven't seen it.
X-Files is basically two people. One's a FBI agent, the other one is a Where's Agent Mulder?
Well, they're both FBI agents.
Mulder is Scully, right?
But
Scully
she's,
is a technically a medical doctor who works for the FBI. She does a forensics.
No, she is an FBI agent.
They're both, yeah, I'm sorry. They're both agents.
But her expertise is in the medical part of it. So she's all about the about like proof and everything. And
she has to see it with her own eyes.
Yes, and Mulder is, what do they call him? They have a nickname for him.
Spooky Mulder.
Yeah, Spooky Mulder, because he believes in alien abductions and he believes in all that stuff. So
they like balance each other out, basically.
Yeah. Then so he chases all of the sightings, all of the weird
crazy
stuff.
Stories and files, X-Files, stuff that can't be classified.
The stuff that you will see in the National Enquirer.
Mm-hmm.
Random shit. You know, like, oh, there was a Bigfoot monster, and he goes and he...
Or a lizard man.
And so basically he goes through the whole show, every episode, it's like something like that, where he's looking for his sister because she was abducted when he was young or something like that.
Yeah.
And they've kind of stuck him in the basement, or they don't want to deal with him because he's just too crazy.
He's out there.
I gotcha.
But what you find out is there actually is a conspiracy going on with the government to hide the fact that they've made contact with extraterrestrials,
mm-hmm.
and they have like an agreement with them,
mm-hmm.
basically,
mm-hmm.
to let them do what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
So then, where does the X-Files come into play though? Like,
so they're called X-Files because they're
like weird happenings actually end up happening or what?
So there's these things called X-Files that the FBI has, I guess that people send in for cases that aren't like they deem them too like out there for them to actually investigate.
Mm-hmm.
Mulder loves the X-Files because he feels that's where he finds all of his stuff. So in there, like, for instance, there was one about people disappearing in these woods, like in Virginia or something like that, Tennessee, mm-hmm. and so they go investigate it and they find that there's actually like a creature like a mutated like creature that's like stealing and eating people.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
So what do they do with those like findings? Do they like take care of those
guys? Yeah, he they write a report, and at the end of it I think he writes a report.
He kind of reads it over. Doesn't always get resolved, like the monster must still be out there.
Yeah,
they might die.
Yeah, they might have killed him, or they don't know if they killed him, or he just it stopped. My favorite X-Files episode is the Genie one. I think have I talked about Genie. That one before?
No, I don't think you have.
Dude, that one to me that one's the best, because in that one they find
I remember that one.
They find a genie in a rug in a storage facility.
Mm-hmm.
And inside that storage facility is all this expensive stuff. But the guy hasn't paid his storage bill, so they were opening it up to, you know... Basically, when you don't pay your storage stuff, you know, they...
Yeah. They raid it.
Yeah, they keep it. It's theirs.
Yeah.
Like like a storage wars.
Yeah, so the guy unfolds the rug and some chick comes out. She's got like a little diamond right here under her eye.
Dang.
And she's a genie.
Okay.
And so like the way the episode starts is the guy that they send to go do that, you know, he's in there, and then his boss comes and he's just like, just yelling and screaming and like just kind of bitching at him. And then he's all, he can't speak anymore. And then when the camera shows him, his mouth's gone.
Damn.
And so that what happened was the worker like wished for the guy to just shut up.
Oh damn!
So the genie took his mouth away,
mm-hmm.
and then so he's been missing. I think that's what they go is like a weird miss. Oh, they find okay. They go see the guy because they found out that his mouth was disappeared. So Mulder's like, "This is weird. Let's go check this out." So what they start talking to the guy, and he's like, "Oh, you know, they had to cut a new mouth for him."
Damn.
And they had to stitch it. It looked nasty. It had like all these stitches on his
lip. Yeah.
He had stitches for lips, basically. And so, what you find out is he says, oh, you know, I was with this guy, and he was the one that was cleaning out the storage room, and so they wanted to go talk to the guy. But when they go to his trailer, there's a big old, like, boat, like a yacht. So basically, imagine like a trailer park.
Yeah.
And where his car should be, there's a big yacht.
Yeah,
just there, like not on the thing to tow it or nothing, just a big boat. So it's just odd, right? So they go, and then the guy, I guess it's his brother or something, is like, well, I don't know, he's been gone for a while, he disappeared. I don't know what happened to him. I haven't seen him. And so they're trying to figure out what happened. Meanwhile, they show like this kid's like riding a bike on the side of a street, and there's like you see all these flies, and he just goes flying, and they zoom in on this thing with flies, but it's really nothing. It just looks like the ground. So they call it in, and it's a body, but you can't see it because it's invisible.
Damn.
And they put the Scully puts all that
spray,
kind of like makeup or whatever on it. That you could see his body. Mm-hmm. And so what you find out is that this guy had wished for a yacht, for a boat, when he ain't got no water. He's stupid. He was just a stupid guy.
Yeah.
Then he wished to be invisible. But he didn't, like, specify that he could become uninvisible when he wanted.
He just said, I wish I could be invisible.
Yeah, boom. Yeah. So she made him invisible, and he tried to walk across the street. You know, because he didn't realize that he was invisible, and so he got hit by a car, and he died.
Yeah.
That's you know? Hilarious.
So, Mulder finds the genie. And the reason I like this episode is because this episode actually has something for it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he finds the genie, she asks, what do you want to wish for? And he's like, I want to wish for world peace. And she's like, okay, you asked for it. Bam. Everybody but Mulder disappears from the face of the planet.
Damn.
World peace.
Yeah.
You know, it's mm-hmm. peaceful. So he has to unwish the first. He has to unwish the wish.
Yeah.
And he tells her, like, why'd you do that? And she goes, well, you asked for world peace. This was the easiest, most logical way to achieve it. So you have to really think. So he spends, like, hours writing out his last wish. And she's like, why don't you just, like, wish for a
car,
hamburger or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like. And she talks about, like, guys that, you know, over the years, how old she's been.
Yeah.
That she's had all these people with wishes, but that it never really works out the way they expected it's going to work out. And so he spends all the time trying to figure it out, and in the end, he just wishes for her to be free. Hmm. You know, because he mm-hmm. felt bad. Mm-hmm. But it is true, like, when you think about it, when you ask to wish for something... Yeah, when you ask to wish for something, you know, we always make. How many times have you told that with your friends? Like, oh, if I had three wishes,
I wish for
infinite wish. You know what I mean? But you never really think like, man, like how literal do I have to be? Because whatever you say is very open to interpretation.
Yeah, true.
You know, so that's why I still think I just wish I had a book that had all the winning lottery numbers.
There you go. It's not only give you the past and the daring ones.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Specific ones from the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or I wish... I mean, I guess you'd have to say, like, I wish that when I go get my lottery tickets right now...
Like, all the numbers I pick are the winning lottery.
Those are the one quick pick I get is the mm-hmm. winning quick pick.
There you go.
So when I just cut out the middleman, I just wish for the money right then and there.
Eh, because then... How do you know where they'd get it from?
Yeah, it'd be some like shady.
Some bank that just lost.
Yeah, or for all you know, they may kill someone in your family for the life insurance money, and they just left it to you.
True.
You know,
I just want this money to appear, and nobody gets hurt. Nobody, nothing, whatever. It's just here in my room.
So you'd have to really think about it, like, man, how am I going to?
Shit, yeah, damn.
how am I going to get away with this?
Yeah.
You know, how can I do this? And that's why I think. Like that, the lottery.
He was just already over, and he was like, yeah, you know what, I wish for you to be free. Boom.
And just like that, the whole thing was done. Do you think you could come up with some good wishes, Gil?
I would have to be like Mulder, where I was like for hours trying to like get it down, every little detail.
He was actually writing it down like a paper.
Yeah.
And he like even...
Trying to find every loophole that can be closed.
And be like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have like, to.
My one wish is I get a blowjob whenever I snap my fingers from... A hot chick, in my eyes only.
and then what happens?
I get unlimited snaps.
But where's the chick at?
Just somehow falls from the ceiling, I guess. I don't know. Comes out of the TV. I don't know. Teleports. I mean, I don't care.
I mean, the thing about the guy with the invisible idea had a really good...
Yeah.
He's like, I wish to be invisible. She made him invisible. He just had to say, I wish I could be invisible when I wanted to be invisible.
Yeah, just random. Yeah.
Yes.
True.
It's kind of funny, though, because I think...
Like, he got hit by a car. That's hilarious. Like, he forgot he was invisible or something.
Dude, you want to hear the funniest part of that episode is that they show him... Well, he can't see him because he's invisible, but you can, like, hear him. Oh, and he's, like, hitting the button for the crosswalk, for the light to say cross. And it says cross, and he walks, but they don't see him, so they don't stop.
Yeah. What? Wow.
But when you think about it, like, that doesn't make sense. So, like,
to me, that... Out of all the X-Files episodes I've watched, that one to me was like...
Favorite one?
Yeah.
Nice.
What about yours, Gil?
Well, on X-Files, like, there would be, like, A episodes and B episodes. Like, there'd be one where it has an overall story arc for the entire season. And then those little episodes, like the Genie ones, would be, like, kind of like filler ones. Like,
yeah.
Just their own standalone stories.
Yeah.
Just,
like, the story in general.
It's like its own standalone. Because, I mean, I like the overall story arc, especially with the Smoking Man.
Who's that?
He was basically kind of a guy in the middle. He'd be feeding information to Mulder, like, he'd be in the background, like, knowing all these things, but he couldn't really, like, say too much, but kind of give Mulder, like, little hints like, the overall thing, but you ultimately find out that he is... Should I spoil it for him?
Spoil it, fuck it.
Yeah.
He's basically Mulder's father.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he...
See, I didn't even know that.
You did not? Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for spoiling it for me, Gil.
Yeah, he ends up telling Mulder that, yeah, he's his father, and he knew about, like, the aliens abducting his
sister?
His sister. Like, he had
so does he ever find his sister, too?
He does end up finding his sister.
Nice.
Alive? No, she ends up being dead. He ends up finding a clone of her in some part of the series and thinking it's the real her, but it's not.
Damn.
Yeah, his sister ended up being dead for a few years, and he finds out it was abducted by the aliens, and Smoking Man, Mulder's father, let it happen because of the agreement that the government had with the aliens.
Damn.
Because they basically wanted all the children, or one of the children of each of the government heads, I guess, I guess there's some kind of...
Like leverage?
Or leverage, yeah. So they abducted each one of their children.
That's so shitty right there.
Yeah.
So what happens to the aliens? Like, do you find out what kind of aliens abducted them? Because there's...
I think there's different types. I think
different types, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the aliens that... I'm
the
just playing
that
with stuff.
The
ones abducted
was just the gray aliens, I believe. Just the typical ones, as you know, the prototypical gray alien.
It's messing up your desk. You can't have me.
John just
where
loves...
Are
John has to,
like,
touch everything.
I do. I might have ADHD.
Play with that knife, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to cut myself.
You need to do that fidgeting toy.
Dude, I need one.
And continue.
So, yeah, like, just the stuff with it. Whenever the Smoking Man was involved, I always thought it was interesting because he just kind of threw a wrench into, like, Mulder's plans to try to, like, find out the conspiracy theories, but he would also sometimes help them, sometimes would stop them from getting too much. He'd be that, just that bad guy, but he would play it, come off as being good sometimes.
So what has to happen in this new series? Like, what's...
So this new series, he's back also, because he's supposed to have died, the Smoking Man, but he ends up coming back. He's in the new series again.
As far as story arc goes,
story
like,
arc on
like
this
what,
last
do you,
season.
What do you think can happen? Or what do you see foresee happening? You know what I'm saying?
Like, what would you like to see in it?
Exactly. Have they made a Bigfoot episode?
Yes.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, okay.
Like, just a standalone story, not a part of, like, the overall story arc,
you
mean?
Overall story arc, part of the story, doesn't
I think
matter.
They even made, like, a Chupacabra one.
Damn,
yeah,
they covered all their bases.
Yeah, like, any kind of, like, conspiracy theory or, like, random supernatural stuff, they did it all. Even ghosts and stuff like that, they got into that. They even did a Frankenstein episode. It was a Halloween episode. There was a Frankenstein episode. It was kind of funny.
That's cool.
I think this last season, because Mulder and Scully end up having a kid, like, at the end of the original series, and then this kid in this new series is... She had to, like, give up the kid for foster care, or just to... She gave him up.
How come?
just to protect the kid, because they were afraid of the government trying to discover the kid and like kill him, because he has like part alien DNA. He's like a hybrid.
Wait, how?
The aliens impregnated Scully for this kid, so that's an alien human hybrid, and that's how he's born. So like this kid has like supernatural like telepathic powers.
Mulder is not the actual father.
He's not the actual father.
Oh no. Damn.
Yeah. But he takes it. You know, he thinks it is, or like he.
Takes it in as his own.
Yeah, as his own. But they have to give up the kid, and basically they're trying to, in this new series, they're trying to search for that kid.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh, part of the story is that.
Did you see all the movies?
Yeah. I like the first movie better than the second one, personally.
You like the first?
What are they about?
First one,
about aliens, for sure. The first one's actually really good. The first one is like where there's this virus that like turns people into like an alien. And then they bury it.
I vaguely remember the story, but I remember like towards the end where like they end up in this, they go to Antarctica and they go to underground and like they end up finding this, or it ends up being a spaceship, and they activate it or something like that. At the end, like this spaceship's coming from like breaking through the ice, and it ends up forming this huge ass crater that's been there for like, or the spaceship's been there for like millions and millions and millions of years before the dinosaurs were there, or during that time, I'm assuming. And they end up taking off at the end. I just remember that part. I mean, that scene was kind of cool.
You know, they never really even find like the aliens to where he can. Like, prove it.
Mm-hmm. They always basically... When he does find proof, it ends up, like, magically disappearing.
They tell him that he can't...
Yeah, they stop him.
Yeah, they stop him. They wipe his memory. Yeah.
Even when he got abducted, like, they made him forget all the stuff that was going on during that time when he was abducted.
Damn.
They abduct her, too. I mean, they've both been abducted, shit.
Damn. So then, are there different types of, like, aliens, like good aliens and bad aliens, or what?
Yes, there would be good ones and bad ones. The bad ones are the ones who are controlling the government. Basically, how they premise it is, like, our government is completely controlled by them. But we're at their mercy.
In that movie, they were trying to... The smoking man guy had, like, the group of guys that were running, like, the shadow government.
Yeah.
And they were... trying to find a way to like take away the power from
the aliens
to like get rid of them.
Yeah,
that's to do with bees. Remember, they were gonna use the bees to spread that
kind of virus, yeah, or something like that.
They were gonna use the bees to spread that virus.
Maybe the aliens saw that, and that's why there's no more bees around.
Actually, I think I saw an article like there's now officially a certain bee that's
classified. They're endangered species, yeah.
Yeah, the first one, which is very scary.
Honey bees or something like that.
That's very, very scary.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to get all...
into actual real theories now. Yeah. Oh, God.
We're not going to get crazy on stuff like that. So, did you answer the question of what you would you like? I'd like to see him like finally just prove to everybody that...
aliens are real.
Yeah, that he's not full of crap.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool. Like, it does the full reveal, like the aliens are controlling our society and our world. I would love that. Yeah,
that would be crazy. It'd
be the shocker. The shocker.
Silk the shocker.
The shocker.
This shocker.
That shocker.
Oh.
Okay, so Jurassic World 2.
Yeah.
I mean, I already don't like Jurassic World.
You didn't like it.
It's okay, but it's not something I'm going to watch like every day. It's just true. Like...
That's how I feel about the Kingsman.
You haven't even watched it yet. I've at least seen Jurassic World. I've at least sat down and watched the whole movie to think, like, you know what? I like this movie. It's cool. But I can't watch it every day.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
True.
So you haven't even watched the Kingsman to, like... Watch. I'm going to laugh if you're going to be like...
It's a good action movie, and I'm like, okay, I'm on board.
It's a really... Dude, I'm telling you. I can watch it. Whenever the Kingsman is on, I'll watch it. It's good. Like, you gotta watch.
Story. It's just a mindless action.
It's good story. The action's good. You know, Samuel L. Jackson's in it, so like.
It was just good movies.
There's little things in there.
Space on
the
plane.
Dude, I'm telling you, the church scene where the guy fights everybody in the church, and they
play. All right. I've seen that scene.
And they play Leonard Skinner, Free Bird.
Free Bird. Yeah.
Yeah. They play that song while he's in there, like, basically killing everybody.
Yeah.
And he's not killing them, like, let me just break a neck here. No, his dude is, like, murdering these people. Like, with guns, with knives, with... Damn. And then at one point, he, like, takes the gun apart, and the bottom piece, he stabs it in someone's head.
Shit.
Throws some guy's head up against the thing, and you see his neck, like, contort. Like, it's crazy. He uses little gadgets on all of them. He fights, like, 70 people, probably.
One dude against 70?
Well, they're all fighting each other, because they're using that little, like he said, the bad guy is what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And he's putting out the signal to, and it makes everybody violent, and they're going to kill each other, like kind of like natural selection, and depopulate the world, and he gets all the governments in on it, and they put a chip behind their ear, like inserted inside their... So that when that signal goes off, it doesn't affect them.
Mm-hmm.
But he can also blow the... Oh, Mark Hamill's in it, too.
Okay, I'm more intrigued.
So they can blow people up, like, their heads if they're about to talk... Mark Hamill's one of them.
Okay.
Because he's, like, a scientist on climatology or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, whenever they... So, the dude that's... The young guy is a trainee. And his dad was training to be a Kingsman, and he got killed during the training. But he saved one of the guys' lives because it was a training thing that became real, and some guy was going to kill him, and he saved him. So that guy said, you know, I'll always help you if you need help, your son or whatever. So the son's bad because he ain't got no dad. You know, he becomes bad, in trouble with the law. So the guy helps him out, and he tells him, you know, I'm going to offer you this opportunity to join the Kingsmen because that's what your dad was trying to do. And the kid used to be in the military, and he left because his mom was you know, a lot of issues with his mom. And so the guy becomes like a father figure to the kid. And so, like, while the kid's in training, because they only pick one, they have like 10, they have 10 people. Every one of the Kingsmen picks a protege to go through the training, the selection process, but only one makes it out to take the place of the one that's missing or the one that died or...
Yeah.
It's like an elite.
Yeah, it's basically. And so while the kid's doing his training, the guy that's his mentor is still doing his, like, missions. And so what he's doing is trying to figure out where all these missing government people are going. Because, like, if you don't want to join Samuel L. Jackson, he, like, locks you up somewhere. Because he needs to keep you safe. Because he needs them for after everybody kills them, you know, to run the world.
Mm.
He needs those government officials. So they disappear. And so he's trying to investigate that, and which leads him to, you know, Samuel L. Jackson, which leads him to that church. And at that church, they conduct the first test. So everybody in the church has those phones. They turn the signal on, and the signal goes off, and it makes them all really aggressive, including him. But he's the only one in that room.
And who's at the
church? Yeah, because it's like one of those... Have you ever heard of, like, the Westboro Baptist Church?
Yeah.
It's like a church like that.
Oh, okay.
That's against, like, everything. Like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So it's like that. So he's, you know, hillbilly people or whatever. And so he's, like, he's British, he's English, and he's trained. And so all these people are attacking each other, and he's attacking these people, and he's just, like...
Fucking them up.
Wow. Kind of like John Wick style?
Yeah. It's, like, ridiculous.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? So, like, you get to... And so that's what... And that's what the movie is basically about, like the kid training, and then the mentor guy, and then of course Samuel L. Jackson has his chick, she was the girl from Star Trek Beyond, or the newest Star Trek movie, the chick that's white, the white alien chick.
Yeah,
it's her, except from her knees down, she doesn't have legs, she's walking on like stilts.
Oh shit.
But they're blades.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Yeah, so this you just see, like, they come down, like, curved like this, and it's got, like, and then it's a blade at the end, the tip.
Wow.
And so she, like, slices people in half and stuff. She's, like, his bodyguard.
Oh, God.
And so she's in it, too, and she's, like, the, you know, the bad guy or whatever. So,
yeah.
You gotta watch it. It's cool. Like, it's easy to sit here and be like, oh, yeah, that movie don't look... But you got to watch it. I'm telling you. That's why I'm excited about the second movie.
John don't seem so excited after hearing all this.
John don't get excited about nothing, bro.
I don't.
I mean, John's not... He don't get excited about Star Wars. Mm. You know, I lent him Stargate. He hasn't watched it.
You haven't lent me Stargate. You should start
it. Have you seen at least the movie, Stargate?
Yeah.
Okay.
You still have Stargate. I don't have it.
Oh, what did I lend you? You still got my Kingdom of Heaven.
That's the only movie I have. Movie.
That's it? I thought I'd lend you something else.
No. Oh, maybe Tombstone?
Tombstone, yeah. Have you watched it yet? No. I lent that to him like in episode 5.
Yeah.
Damn.
So almost 20 weeks he's had it, and he hasn't watched it. But I love John because
I'm your Huckleberry.
He's the polar opposite here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about Dragon Ball Z or
Samurai Jack.
Or Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
We can talk about that too now. I read them all cut up.
Have you read them?
But not the manga. I just meant the show. Not the manga yet.
Dude.
That show's badass.
I haven't watched any of this.
It's really good.
You're watching it on one of these?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to check it out and catch up.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's
really good. You mean you've seen the first season, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because season 2, they're up to episode 4 now.
So then,
there's only going to be 13 episodes.
I already know what's there, but what's in the basement?
They haven't gotten there yet.
I know, but what do you think it is? That's what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, I still think it's probably like the serums or stuff to turn people into Titans, but yeah.
No.
Damn it.
I'm not gonna watch them until the season's done, so I can just binge watch the whole thing.
That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, it's only gonna be 13 episodes, so.
So back to Jurassic World.
It's Mr. Jeff Goldblum's gonna be in it.
I guess the thing about Jurassic.
Love him.
I mean, honestly, even Jurassic Park. It's a great movie. I loved it. I went to saw the theaters. I was mesmerized.
I think it's a one.
I just can't watch it like every day.
Oh yeah, not religiously, but I mean, if it was on TV, I wouldn't mind.
Because I think the draw of it is seeing the dinosaurs like for the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's the draw. To me, that's the draw of it. That's where you're like.
The book was better, I have to admit.
You're like on everything. And it's Michael Crichton, bro.
Yeah, the books are really good. They cut out so much or changed so much compared to the
movie. Well, the book. I heard that Jurassic World. Or Jurassic Park 3
had some parts
should have been a lot better. Mm-hmm. Did you read that one?
No, I didn't read the third book, just the first two. So, I didn't catch the third. I didn't read the third.
Did you read the third one, Foggy?
No.
I don't read, so don't ask me.
You don't know how to read, or you just don't like to read?
I don't like it.
Words together, don't like.
Why don't you like to read for it, bro?
Dude, I'm a slow reader. Very slow.
The reading rainbow?
The reading rainbow.
Okay. I can go anywhere.
Oh. Yeah. Suck my dick.
It's in a book.
Yeah.
Just take a look.
You think this is a game?
It's reading rainbow.
Dude, that was classic, dude.
Yeah.
So, are you excited about Jeff Goldblum coming back in Jurassic? Coming back
just
for Jurassic
Jeff
World?
Jeff Goldblum in general. Hell yeah, isn't Thor? And now he's going to be in the Jurassic World, too? Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty dope.
He's an awesome guy.
Pretty deep.
Also, there's supposed to be a.
So, it'd be interesting also how they bring his character back, too. Because he was in 1 and 2, but he wasn't in the third movie, I don't think.
Well, there's supposed to be a submarine versus dinosaur action in this movie.
So what ends up happening?
Okay.
I don't. Nobody knows.
Oh, nobody knows.
They haven't really said the story yet.
When is that coming out?
I don't think they actually gave a release date yet on that one. Because they haven't started filming yet, I don't think.
They haven't started filming
it? They haven't, yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't think. Maybe they just started. I'm sorry. I have to get back to you on that one, sir. If they are, they just started. Because I mean, Chris Pratt's already done with the. Yeah, he probably is filming with some stuff because they finished Infinity War. So yeah, maybe they just started with the Jurassic World too. Then.
So do you like? Is Jurassic World something you can watch every day?
No. I've only seen the first movie like maybe a couple times, 2-3 times.
There's movies that I.
But I mean, if it was on, I'd watch it. It's still a good movie. But I'm not gonna be like actively trying to look for it to watch. It was good. I mean, I like Chris Pratt in general.
Yeah.
I saw
the funny guy.
I saw Jurassic Park when it came out, like in the early '90s, is I think when it came out.
The theater, yeah.
And at that time, the only dinosaur movies they had already had. Shown were like the claymation ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
And then going to this.
It was awesome. It was like, wow, like... Mm-hmm. Like, this is really cool. Badass. Yeah, I mean, that's...
They're all cheering the T-Rex at the end.
Yeah. His little arms. I don't know how he makes his bed in the morning.
Just sad face.
He just face plants all the time.
But I mean, think at the time when it came out, too. Like, it was the highest grossing movie of all time. Broke a lot of records. And it's, yeah, the dinosaurs were so freaking cool at that point. Especially being as a kid, like, being nostalgic and just, you know, dinosaurs were the cool thing back in the day when we were at our time.
Everybody wanted to play with
it. It's when you're young.
Yeah.
I think Jurassic World is gonna be great for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From 5 years old to 12.
But they don't make the movie kiddie, though.
They don't, but, I mean, that's where the... For some reason, dinosaurs, for me, the nostalgic part of dinosaurs ends when you're like 13, 14, when you start to realize there's other things that are cooler. Yeah. Not to mention, like, that's when you kind of shift to more like, yeah, dinosaurs are cool, but I want to see Godzilla.
True.
Mm-hmm. Bro, RZA.
Or if you're in the Power Rangers, it'd be like the Dragonzord.
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of Power Rangers,
transition.
There was some news out there that it didn't quite make the money that they were expecting it to, and so the future of the Power Rangers is in jeopardy. I thought it was a really good movie. I just don't think a lot of people went to go see it. I think they really screwed themselves by opening it the same weekend or the week after Beauty and the Beast.
True.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're a movie that's going out on a limb, don't open against a Disney movie.
True.
Usually you're going to lose. Unless Unless it's Star Wars, which is Disney also.
Yeah.
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 But they won't compete against themselves.
Nope.
That's smart.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, unless you have just an awesome something, you know, I think they'll still make a part two.
I saw the beginning of Power Rangers.
You did?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I like the way Zordon looked.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah,
Zordon looked dope.
The intro was badass.
Yeah.
And I was reading the story that some of the old Rangers, the people that played them, weren't particularly happy for the show. I've seen videos and comments of people saying that they were at the panel and that's not, like, really how it went. That they were, like, critical about one little, like... That they didn't say it's morphing time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's stupid. Like,
it's just different.
Yeah.
They have, like, emphasis on
it. I mean, have you gone back and watched the original Power Rangers series in the last week or so?
No.
In the last 6 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And recently.
Yeah.
How ridiculously cheesy is it?
Extremely cheesy.
Yeah.
And so, when
you watch it as a kid and you watch it as an adult, like, correct. Wow.
Yeah. So, like, for them to say... when you watch the Power Rangers movie, you realize that it's set in a time frame that could work in a real world, so to speak. For the most part,
yeah.
You know, the whole saying it's morphing time isn't really, you know, like, who's really gonna do that? People are gonna be like, that
sounds
ain't
all hokey.
Yeah, they didn't just, like, change and then boom, it's time for them.
I mean, they did say it was morphing time. But he didn't say it like that. He's like, all right, guys, come on, let's go. It's more for
the Superman movie. They didn't have Superman go into a phone booth.
True.
That is true.
So, like, you know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And,
they're not going to make it cheesy.
I just saw, like, some of the comments, and I'm like, man, people are just, people are just stupid, man.
Yeah.
To me, they just don't understand, you know, the way things are supposed to be. And, I mean, from the beginning to the end, I love the Power Rangers. I love the intro. With Zordon and with his team, like, that they all just got, like, their asses handed to them, you know what I mean? And,
like, holy,
I thought Rita looked pretty, like, awesome. She looked scary. And I just thought it worked well.
I like how they pointed Billy as, like, a super genius. And, like, I got to the part where he's taking off the ankle bracelet, the ankle monitor.
Oh, okay, so you're just getting into it.
I
just saw it. And, you know, people are like, oh, well, they didn't spend a lot of time in the suits, and... There wasn't a lot of action, and I'm like, so you finally get a movie that's trying to stand on its own two legs as...
And you're already knocking it
down. On the acting part of it and the drama, not on the action, and which I thought was very well. Like, I don't think any of the stuff that action was too corny or went too far. It seemed it seemed pretty real. Like,
yeah, the action was really good.
Yeah, like no, the drama part.
The drama, the
yeah, the acting story. Part. Yeah. I thought it was really good. So, I mean, I hope they make a second one, because I think the second one would do a lot better than the first one. Yeah, just because I think though, if they really wanted to seal the deal, they should have found a way to incorporate the original Power mm-hmm. Green Ranger, Jason David Frank, mm-hmm. into the movie, just because he is by far the most popular of the original Power Rangers. And he has a huge following.
Yep. Or he could have done something like a little cameo.
Yeah, if they
do a cameo, but it was like very short.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. The Pink Ranger. It had nothing to do with the Rangers. They were just like in a crowd.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the when it comes to Power Rangers, the Green Ranger is hands down the most popular Power Ranger of them all. And not to have him in this movie might have killed it a little bit, because a lot of people were expecting him to be in there. And then all they did was tease it, you know, oh, he's going to come on a sequel.
Yeah, I mean, just having him in the movie, might have hurt sales. Just having him in the movie some way, somehow, you could have increased your sales by...
But I don't think they should have started off with that. I think they did it right. Like, you can't start off with the Green Ranger. You gotta
No.
Start in the very beginning, of course. Yeah. Like, marketing-wise, whatever, you know, that he is the biggest, most popular character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's all about the money when it comes to the movies.
I don't think they should do a female Green Ranger. Like, they should learn from this. Like, learn from the do's and the don'ts right now. Like, mm-hmm. Did you see what they did wrong?
Oh, shit. Are they going to do a DC thing where they're going to, like...
like, not in... Like, not, like, for... How can I say it? They're not, they're forcing changes where the changes shouldn't be made, you know?
I mean, I'm telling you, you can have him come out in the next movie.
Yeah.
And he can come from an alternate dimension or timeline. And he could pass the Green Ranger, you know, the Green Ranger suit or whatever.
That'd be pretty dope.
He can come, he can whip some ass. You know what I mean? Or it would be really cool is if they already have a Green Ranger. Who's bad, and he comes in as from another dimension as the good Green Ranger, because he's from another, you know, from
that's how it's supposed, that's like how it was supposed to be, is like it's a different
and then,
dimension.
And then he can fight that the Green Ranger on Green Ranger, a younger and an older.
You know what would be pretty cool though? Is that like if they like he teaches the Green Ranger how to be the Green Ranger. You know?
And then he passes on his Green Ranger power and just kind of retires. And he's kind of there just to help him, like the mentor.
Yeah.
And that's why that Green Ranger becomes so much more powerful than all the other Rangers.
That'd be pretty legit. I could see something like that.
That would
like
be real
he's
cool.
Passing the torch.
Because you would get people to come.
It's almost like a Yoda type feel, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
And you would get people to come to watch it, and then they'd want to watch more.
Yeah.
You'd make them happy.
You should write the movie.
I should write the movie, but nobody wants to listen to me, bro. Nobody listens to the podcast. All right, guys. Well, that's it for...
that's a wrap.
Episode 24. We will see y'all next week. Hopefully, we'll have Steven back.
Maybe hot sauce, too.
Maybe hot sauce, too. So, for myself, for Gil.
Take it easy, guys. Till next time.
Good John of Danger.
Night.
We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace out.
Later.